Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. A big, warm welcome to this glorious night in our church here. And look who's here. Great to see Santa Claus here. Give him a welcome. Hey, good to see him. Hey. Now, as you may have guessed, Santa Claus has a very busy evening ahead of him. Yet even he insists that before he goes out delivering gifts, he wants to come to church to worship God. And here he is. It's great to have him with us. And we will worship him who gave to the whole world the greatest gift of all, the gift of life and the gift of eternal life in our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Merry Christmas, Sunday. Yeah. Thanks for coming. Good to see you. Thanks, Sunday. Let us worship Christ the King. We bow our heads in prayer. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, as we gather to worship you on this most holy night, grant us, we pray, tranquility of spirit. And as we rest for a short time from our busyness to praise and glorify your holy name, may we join with the angels in proclaiming glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Amen. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. We rise and sing to the glory of God. The carol number 133, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Joy!
Isn't it exciting? Anybody excited tonight?
Yeah.
This is the night that we wait for the whole year through, and it's a wonderful night, a wonderful time, and it's a great time to be in the house of the Lord. During the past four Sundays of Advent, we have been lighting these Advent candles, the candles of hope, peace, joy, and love. And these precious gifts are gifts from God and are given to us through the Christ child whom we celebrate tonight. On this holy night, the four candles of Advent are burning, and tonight we will light the Christ candle. So I'd like to invite Elmer, if she would come on up here and light this Christ candle for us. And now Laurie will give us our first scripture reading of the evening.
First reading is from Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. Christ's birth announced to Mary. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Thanks to Laurie from that reading from the scriptures. And now we stand again and we sing to the glory of God the carol, "O Come, All Ye Faithful."
Come ye to Bethlehem.
We bow our heads and join together in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Father, Lord of the universe and Lord of the manger, we give thanks that we are able to be here on this night, on this holy night, to worship you. And we worship you, Lord, because your love for us is such that you lift your heavenly throne, you left your heavenly throne to become an ordinary person, just as we are, to demonstrate to us just how much you love us, how much you care for us. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for the joy and the excitement of this holy night as we eagerly await your coming. And we pray that the excitement of receiving gifts ourselves may not exceed our anticipation of your coming. And our prayer is that we may experience the same joy and excitement as you come into our hearts during this time of worship. Lord, you have called each of us to your sacred place of worship this night for a specific reason. Gracious Lord, Holy Father, open our hearts and open our minds, open our spiritual ears that we may hear your voice, that each of us in our own way may respond to your word. And may we remember that those who are not listening, those who do not listen, do not hear. We ask for your holy, healing presence this night with all who suffer and are finding it difficult to rejoice at this Christmas time. We think of the families, Lord, of those firefighters who have been shot, the families of those who are dead and the families of those who are in hospital. We think of the families of all of those children and the adults who were killed in that elementary school. And we think of the families of all kinds of disasters which are happening all over our world. We pray, Lord, that all of these people may know in their hearts, in their minds, in their bodies and in their souls, that they may know of the joyful presence of him who came down at Christmas time, he who is the Prince of Peace and he who will grant them peace. Heavenly Father, we ask again that as we celebrate once more the coming of your Christ child, that in our lives and in our hearts, the kingdoms of this world may become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and that he shall reign forever and ever, Lord of lords, King of kings, forever and ever. Almighty Father, accept our act of worship and praise. Accept us. As we lift high the name of Jesus, may we bring honour and glory to his holy name. And accept, we pray thee, Lord, our prayers, which we offer in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Saviour, who taught us when we pray to say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We listen to our next reading from the Scriptures.
Good evening. This is St. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7, the birth of Christ. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
I'm very happy to be able to tell you that Blake Reed is with us tonight. They wanted him down in Nashville tonight, but he said, no, I'm going to stay in Cremona. And Blake is going to sing for us, Mary, Did You Know? And the reason he's singing this for us tonight is because I asked him to. Thank you, Blake.
Did you know that your baby boy would someday walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy would someday make you new? And this child that you delivered soon deliver you. Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know that your baby boy could give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy could save the world with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little babe, you kiss the face of God. Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will walk again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nation? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? And this sleeping child you hold is the great I Am.
Great big thank you to Blake for that, for joining us tonight and presenting that beautiful piece for us, Mary, Did You Know? Thank you, Blake. We'll now hear our next scripture reading. Thank you, Sandy.
This is Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 16. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, for which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
Well, thanks to Sandy for that reading from the scriptures. And now we're going to sing again, this time that wonderful old carol, the First Noel, and we sing verses 1, 3 and 6, and we stand and sing to God's glory. Scripture reader was desperate to sing tonight, but I said, "No, you can't sing. You can read a scripture and that's all." Charlie, thank you.
They wanted me to save my voice, apparently. This reading is from Matthew chapter 2. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men came from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are not the least among the rulers of Judea. For out of you shall come a ruler who will be a shepherd to my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also." When they heard the king, they departed. And behold, the star which had been seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country on another way.
My thanks to Charlie for that reading from the scripture and for not singing. It has become a tradition at our Christmas Eve carol service that we have Kathy come up here and sing O Holy Night. And it's a tradition we eagerly carry on with. And so I now invite Kathy to come on up here and present for us that beautiful piece. Thank you.
To be a friend. peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise his name forever. His
Kathy, that was beautiful. Thank you so very, very much. And Laurie did a pretty good job on that accompaniment as well. Thank you, both of you. Thank you so much. Our reading is from St. John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. To them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Thanks be to God. Would you pray with me, please? And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be perfectly acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So as a title to my little message for this evening, I chose this word, surprise. Because I think that is what Christmas is all about. Christmas is always full of surprises. And we've all experienced those gifts that we would rather not have received. And just the other night, Iris and I were wrapping Christmas gifts. And I got quite a surprise. Because as we were wrapping away, I said, "Where are all the gifts that I have for you so that I can wrap them up?" She says, "You haven't got me anything." Oh. So I guess we're heading for the January sales or Boxing Day. And we've all had the surprise, have we not, of those unexpected visitors that we were totally unprepared for. And yep, they are coming. They are coming. And then there's that bit of news that surprised us out of our senses. A little girl was asked to play the part of the angel in the Christmas pageant. And she was told that she must come down the aisle of the church at a certain moment. And such was her beautiful innocence that she surprised everyone by asking her genuine question, "Would you like me to fly or walk? Walk or fly?" Now that's faith for you. And that first Christmas brought some pretty amazing surprises too. Elizabeth, Mary's older cousin, who was in fact old enough to be way beyond childbearing age, she becomes pregnant. Well, I guess that's quite a surprise, quite a surprise. And Zechariah, Elizabeth's old husband, well, he got a surprise visit from the angel Gabriel, who tells him he's going to be a dad, and he's going to be a dad to the man who will become John the Baptist. And Zechariah is so surprised by this news, he understandably, he doesn't believe it. He's old. He doesn't believe it. So he gets another surprise. For his disbelief, he is struck dumb. And he's told he'll stay that way until this comes to pass, until it happens. And then we've got Joseph, engaged to be married to a teenage girl. And we can well imagine this teenage girl, full of talk of weddings and all the stuff that goes along with it. And she surprises Joseph with her news that she is pregnant. "But that's impossible," he says. "We haven't." Then she gives him another surprise. "No, not you. It was the Holy Spirit." "What?" So now what does poor Joseph do? He's got a problem here. What's he going to do about it? By law, Mary could be stoned to death. This wasn't just a surprise, this was a tragedy. And then Joseph gets another surprise. He gets a visit from an angel. The angel visits him and tells him it's true. And he must marry Mary and name the child Jesus. And that first Christmas brought some surprises to the Jewish people. Surprises that they definitely did not like. Yes, the Jewish people were looking for their Messiah, their promised Messiah from the scriptures. But he wasn't supposed to be born like this, to insignificant parents in a stable. They were looking for a warrior king. An illegitimate child, their king. A carpenter's son, their king. A self-taught preacher, their Messiah. A friend of sinners, their Messiah. Someone dying on a cross as a criminal between two thieves, their king. They had other expectations and other plans of how God should deliver to them their Messiah King. And very often, we're the same, you know. We have our own ideas of how God should go about his business. And his ways don't always seem to be the right ways. We change that bit of the Lord's Prayer, which says, "Thy will be done," to "Thy will be changed." And on that night that Christ was born, there were shepherds abiding in the fields, and they got a huge surprise. There they were, just keeping their flocks by night, just like any other night, when suddenly along comes an angel. And with this angel comes a whole host of other angels, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And we are told that they were sore afraid. Let's get this real. This is wet your pants afraid. They were terrified. Absolutely terrified. They did not expect to be the first witnesses to the newborn Son of God. What a surprise for them. But a nice one. Christmas was full of surprises. It was then, and it still is today. And one thing that surprises me is that many people, people who are quite happy to accept that God, in his mighty power, could create the whole universe and everything and everyone in it, yet they struggle with the idea of the virgin birth. And even Mary herself asked the angel Gabriel, "How can this be? How can this be?" And the answer to that was, "Nothing is impossible for God. Nothing is impossible for God." And that was good enough for Mary. And her reply to that was, "I am the Lord's servant," she said. "Let it happen as you have said." And Mary was the type of person that God can use. The type of person who sincerely prays, "Thy will be done. Thy will be done." But there seem to be so many of us around who think that we know better than God. And for those people who feel that way, then God's surprises will virtually always be unpleasant ones. But there were some people involved in the nativity story who were not surprised at Christ's birth. They expected it. They were prepared for it. They came from a far-off land and they brought their gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And yes, they were the wise men. They were the magi. And they were the ones who were expecting him. And those who still expect him are still the wise. They knew that he was coming, no doubt revealed to them by God. And they went searching for this Christ child. And they found him. They knew he was coming. They searched for him. And they found him. We all know that Christ is coming. He is coming again. It has been revealed to all of us by God. Will we be wise enough to search for him? Because Jesus did promise, "Seek and you will find. Seek and you will find." The events described in Scripture regarding the birth of Christ are historical events. They happened, really happened. And in that one unique moment in history, so unique that it divided every other event into either before or after, BC, before Christ, or after, Anno Domini. Everything is divided by that one momentous moment in time. Almighty God himself became flesh and dwelt among us. And that birth, that one birth, changed the course of history and profoundly affected the whole human race. Will the birth of the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, make any difference to your Christmas? I pray that the peace of Christ, our Saviour, will be born in you and in your home this Christmas. Thanks be to God. Amen. Would those people who are going to assist in the sharing of the light please come forward? If you could just sit on that front pew there. We come to that part of our Christmas Eve carol service where we share Christ, the light of the world. Jesus, the light of the world, shines in the darkness. And the darkness has never ever been able to extinguish his light. And it never will. Christ gives his light to you and he says, "You are the light of the world." And so we share the light of Christ.
doesn't have a candle, say, I do not have a candle. Okay, this is not a candle. Here we are. Here we are. Do I hear any more? I do not have a candle. Okay, the candle, the lights of Christ will now spread amongst us. And when everyone has a candle, the lights will all go out, and we will stand and sing the glory of God silently.
After we have sung the three verses of Silent Night, we will remain standing. We will hum one more verse, and as we hum that verse, we will all hold high the light of Christ. You are the light of the world, and your light will shine in the darkness. We stand and sing to God's glory, Silent Night.
Mary, Virgin, Mother.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Go now in peace, and may the peace of Christ our Saviour go with you. Amen. Merry Christmas, everyone.